Hello, everybody, and welcome to the JC and Bill Sportscast. I'm Bill.
And I'm JC, and we have ourselves a super episode because we have a Super Bowl tomorrow coming up.
Yes, we
We're
do.
excited. And but before we go, but well, before we start anything, I just want to again applaud the tradition, the annual event that the Vancouver Canucks host,
Oh, no.
the National Maple Leaf Senior Citizen
Oh
Night in
no.
Vancouver, is tonight.
Oh,
Puck
why
drop,
every year does
4 p.m. Yeah, every year it happens, doesn't it?
that?
That's it's a tradition, you know. Usually we have puck drop at 7 o'clock in Vancouver, but no. When the Maple Leafs roll in, it's gotta be 4 o'clock. So once again, when they lose, all the Leaf fans can go to bed by 8 or 9 at their time. You know, you don't want to keep the center of the hockey universe up too late to watch a team get dismantled. So, you know. I'm always excited for that.
I gotta send a tweet to Roger Goodell and be like, "Hey, can you not have the Super Bowl on the day that the Canucks play the Maple Leafs so I don't have to go through this
Oh,
every year?"
yeah. Well, that and that's yeah. So the game's tonight, Vancouver, Saturday night, 5 o'clock start. And you know what's funny about this? You know, for years and years and years, the Edmonton Oilers were irrelevant,
And now they are
right?
relevant.
And now they are relevant. Well, they had to play the Toronto Maple Leafs at 5 o'clock in Edmonton there last Saturday. And Connor McDavid was crying about it, saying, "Oh, it's not fair. We always have the 7 o'clock, but then they roll in, blah, blah, blah." Well, guess what? You guys, no one cared about the Oilers back in the day. This has been going on in Vancouver for way too long. Calgary doesn't get it because they suck. Edmonton doesn't get it because they suck. Vancouver had a hell of a team. They always had it at 5 o'clock. That's our tradition. So get used to it there.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But
Why?
hey, you know, that's what Vancouver does. We
Why
welcome the senior citizens.
does this happen to me every year? I gotta go through this. I feel like I am as much tortured just hearing about this as you are watching it.
I am. And I remember last year I sent you that message while you're doing a recording with DK there about it. You're like, "Oh, JC just sent me a message. It's National Senior Citizen Maple Leaf Night in Vancouver."
Yeah, really.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Oh, well.
yep. So, we have a few things to discuss. It's actually kind of been a quiet week in the world of sports. Even the Super Bowl has been pretty quiet for the most part leading up to the game tomorrow. It's a weird thing, but I don't know. It's kind of good in a way, you know?
Yeah, no major, like, we don't want big news, right? We don't need to hear about anything
Oh, no,
big, whether it's good,
nothing.
you know, good or bad, you
No,
know, usually.
no. It's just been
Yep.
even with the NBA trades that have gone on this last, week and a half, Doncic to the Lakers, which is a big move, and Jimmy Butler to the Warriors, which is a big move. It's just been kind of a quiet week. It's like kind of the calm before the storm, if you know what I mean by that.
Yes, unless you're a Dallas Mavericks fan who's threatening the GM of the Mavericks for that trade. I guess they've had a request to have a bunch of people get their season ticket deposit back for next year.
If
This is
Mark
a
Cuban,
this is huge.
I'm going to say this, if Mark Cuban was still a majority owner of the Mavericks, 9 times out of 10, that trade does not happen. It
Not at
does
all.
not happen. Because
I mean,
Cuban, they were in the finals last year. JC, they were in
yes.
the finals.
It was such a shocking trade, like you said, going to Lakers, and then you hear the fans are. I mean, if I was a Mavericks fan, I'd be pissed too about this, right?
And you know who I feel bad for? And this is kind of surprising. I feel bad for Anthony Davis. And the reason I feel bad for him is like he's a talented player. I mean, everybody knows that. It's like he's being overlooked. in all of this. It's like,
Yeah.
hello, hi, I'm on the team now. Like, I'm here.
And Darnold just lost his chance for a Supermax contract.
Right.
Of this, I mean, this trade has huge
Implications.
implications of everything that's going on. I mean, they had to get, like I said, the GM, they had to hire a bodyguard and security force to be with him right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's
So,
insane.
like, it's nuts. I mean, but I mean, Dallas again, somewhere in that area of Dallas, Dallas doing Dallas things.
That would be, you know what that would have been the equivalent to? And I'm using past tense. If after the Penguins had gone to the finals with Crosby the first year and lose to Detroit, and then the following year they just trade Crosby out of the blue, that's kind of the equivalent to this. Or if you want to use a baseball reference, if Juan Soto, gets the Yankees to the World Series, and in the next year he signs with the, oh, wait, that did happen.
Well,
My
that did happen.
bad. Sorry, I had to throw that one in. But no, it's just such a weird, like, we're gonna see how this plays out. We're gonna see how this plays out. I just don't know if that GM has a job much longer after that. I'll say that.
I'll tell you what, for basketball being such low ratings, this definitely shook the whole world, didn't it? Come sports.
I mean,
Sports world anyways.
even we're talking about it in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, you
That
know what?
that's how huge it is.
I do want to mention this, and I wasn't sure if you saw this. This was within the last week or two. Because we've talked about the WNBA and how, it's getting bigger. There is a group right now in Tennessee that is trying to get an expansion club, a WNBA expansion club for Tennessee. They've already got the name. Oh, hold on a minute. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's like Peyton Manning is in this, and they've got the name and everything. So if they get the club, they will be called the Tennessee Summit.
The Tennessee Summit.
Yeah, after Pat Summit.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, the WNBA is growing, so
Why
it's good
not?
to see some people with money backing this. Yeah. Go for it.
Go for it. Why the heck not?
Yep. Popularity, a lot of good college basketball players coming out, both male and female. So,
Let's see. Let's briefly talk about the upcoming Four Nations tournament. It starts this week, as a matter of fact. The first game is this Wednesday night. Canada and Sweden will be the opener. Thursday, the US will play Finland. And then next Saturday is a day-night doubleheader. Finland takes on Sweden. That's the day game. And the US takes on Canada. That's the night game. And then the following Monday, President's Day here in the US, it's another doubleheader. Canada versus Finland, Sweden versus the US. And the championship game is almost a week and a half away. February 20th, we'll decide that one.
I'm looking forward to it. It's a little shake up from the old All-Star game. A few star players may not be in there due to some injuries here lately, but overall, I mean, it's going to be, I mean, some people are saying they should have more teams, but you can't have too many teams. You have this kind of a short thing like bang bong, let's go, let's get her done. Way we go, right? So, I mean, Canada, US, Sweden for sure, Finland. I mean, you could have maybe had a all world one. Possibly.
I could see a rotation of countries throughout the next several years. I mean, at some point, I mean, the Russian team will get to be allowed at some point. I don't know when, but at some point they'll probably get in. Is there any other country that I'm missing?
You got the
The
Czechs,
Czechs, yeah.
Slovaks, right?
Yeah.
You might see a six, it might go to a 16 tournament where one would be an all world tournament team, Russia, maybe Finland slash Czechs,
Right.
Sweden, US, Canada, two divisions, three teams in each division. You play each other. Winner each of those divisions goes to the championship game,
Well,
or maybe first versus second, crossover, right?
I mean, we'll have to see how the popularity of that goes. You know, if this is like a successful, you know, if it's a successful, you know, first year, then yeah, we'll probably have more, you know, in the years to come. But
Which I think it will be successful.
I think so.
So I think it's going to be fun to watch. Start in Montreal. Right? Then we go to Boston. Don't know if they'll play the national anthems before the game. There's been some booing going on lately.
Yeah, has that died down since the 30-day thing went, or
I don't know if it, I mean, I've heard a few spackles of boos here and there, some cheers, right? I think it was just a message sent that we're not going to be taken lightly, right?
hey, for the record, folks, I voted Winnie the Pooh for president. So don't be
Yeah,
booing
Winnie
me.
the Pooh.
Don't be booing me. I voted for the bear.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this is a funny tweet. This made me laugh, this made a bunch of us laugh, but it said, "Dear America, I don't know what you did to piss off the French Quebecois, but you now made them proudly Canadian." So
Well,
it's something that it's a good joke up here in Canada that says, it's all about Quebec first, but here they are proudly to be part of Canada.
again, I'm not part of that 50 million. I am not part of that
Yeah,
50 million.
I'm not part of it either. I just live in a little, I live in my igloo, as most Americans would say.
Hey, you're not part of the US yet, so be quiet. No, I'm just
Yeah,
kidding.
not yet, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet, but
All right, let's get into baseball because we have a couple newsworthy baseball stories to discuss. Because I kind of want to, you know, expand a little bit before we dive into what everyone is listening to today. Pete Alonso, probably the biggest free agent that was left, has re-signed with the Mets, a 2-year deal for $54 million. I'm going to be honest, kind of was surprised that he signed with the Mets for 2 more years. The way the owner had talked the other day about how the negotiations had not been going good, I thought he wouldn't be with the Mets.
Yeah, I was surprised too. I heard, lots of Blue Jays. Obviously, you've heard the news that Max Scherzer's been signed by the Jays, and he was
Right.
hoping to get Alonso. I think there's still one big move there, probably Bergman now or something along that line. But going back to New York, that kind of surprised me. I thought he was done, right? Just the way they kind of treat him. And I think he's looking for a bigger contract. But again, I think it's a message going out to the players whose agents represented by Scott
Scott
Boras.
Boras.
Right? All these players, have you noticed a trend the last few years? These superstars aren't getting the contracts that they want, and they're signing well late and almost near spring training. Right? I think these owners are making it known that, hey, you know what? We're going to sign them. You're not going to dictate how or when we sign them.
Well, it's about freaking time. Because
Right?
and it's only
It
because of who their agent is.
Yep.
That's the thing. It's not the players, it's the agent.
Yeah, and I mean that's why it doesn't surprise me. It's something that's, I mean, baseball took notice and now they're taking a stand a bit, right? I mean, the contracts have gone substantially crazy. Right? No salary cap, deferred money, all this stuff. It's been wild. So let's see what New York does. I mean, it puts them now into obviously competition with the Phillies and the Braves and the Nationals.
Well, you don't have to worry about
Right?
us this year.
Well, you never know, but yeah, you guys are up and comers. right? So
And we will
yeah, it's
be
a big move.
doing our annual baseball preview show in March.
Yes.
So don't worry, folks. We're gonna be doing it. Opening day is the 27th, which
That
that's
spring
a
training
little
is coming up
early.
here next week. Yeah, well,
Yeah, it
27, right? Spring
yeah.
training, I think it's 18. We see some games already.
Yeah, I'm already
So,
looking at the schedule for opening day. There's some good looking games opening day. I mean, Brewers, Yankees, O's, Blue Jays, Phillies, Nats to start the season off. Mets, Astros, that should be pretty entertaining. Tigers and Dodgers. Dodgers gonna start off, with another banner. So
yeah.
we got a little over a month. So don't worry, folks. We're gonna be.
Yep. It's going to be fun. Sacramento's home opener. Right. We're all excited for that one.
Oh boy, I am
How
free
about the
money.
Tampa Bay's home opener at George Steinbrenner Stadium?
Okay, so I'm gonna say this again, just so everyone understands where I stand with that. That's just a sad situation. With the A's, that's just a joke. With
Yes.
Tampa, that is a sad situation.
And it is
So.
with the roof and what happened with it, right? But
Right.
going there, I'm kind of surprised because they're paying some money to obviously to use that stadium to the New York Yankees. And I thought maybe they put them into a neutral site somewhere, maybe in Florida. I mean, there's got to be a place they could play, but that was kind of a weird situation. And I think the end of Tropicana is done.
I think so. I mean,
Right, it's
I
done.
can't.
So, which Tampa now needs to build a stadium here, get going, or risk not having the Rays around.
Yeah.
And I mean, right now they're actually going to be playing right in Tampa, I believe, isn't it? Or pretty close, right?
That is in Tampa.
So, I mean, we'll see some good crowds. The weather's going to play a big time factor in their season
It
as well.
is.
All
Because
right,
for so
there's going to be lots of
long,
storms.
yeah, because for a long time they were able to get away with that, but now that you don't have a roof, can't really do
Yep.
anything.
And I'd be watching Blue Jay games, and all of a sudden you hear the thunder from the outside. And they're down there in the trop. So that'll be interesting.
All right, one other baseball news that I want to discuss. And this one just is like out of the blue. Like nobody saw this coming. So we had an umpire this week, Pat Hoberg, who was fired. Yes, he was fired. My God, an umpire fired. Well, it was because he violated the gambling policy. He didn't wager on any of the games, from what I remember and what I was, like what I read. He just made a mistake and basically cost him his job, and he's probably never going to be allowed back again.
Yeah, his buddy, I guess he shared his account with his buddy who bet on baseball. That's what I kind of read. A professional gambler, allegedly. So, and I mean, and Hoberg was one of the best umpires that the game had.
Exactly.
And he's gone. I mean, you're going to allow C.B. Buckner and Angel Hernandez and the crappiness of it. And you're gonna, I mean, I get why you fired this guy. Well, maybe we need to start firing some others. Right? You want to talk about integrity of the game? That's the integrity of the game right there, right? Betting on integrity, making bad calls constantly, integrity of the game, especially with the strike zone.
And I think what I find most interesting with this is now we live in a society, sports society, where you can gamble on baseball, if you're a fan. But if you're a player or, anything to do, helping or whatever, you still get the handcuffs, and yet it's promoted all the freaking time now.
Yes. And I mean, the biggest thing is, right, again, I mean, they claim its integrity, which I laugh about, right? Because with the way they've done stuff, I have, me and you, we've talked about it, right? But I think it all stems to that basketball referee
Oh,
who's betting
yeah.
on games, right? Where you have to have a no, and I mean, basketball's in a world of hurt now with the Big
Yeah, that was
Ten
like 10 years
scandal.
ago. That was like 10
Yes, and
years
now the
ago.
recent one. Because they have the recent scandal now, right, with the guy from the Raptors being banned for life for betting, and
Yeah,
now
right.
there's reports of call. I mean, this thing's gonna go down deep. So it's gonna be like you say, right? It's all over. You could bet in the stadium,
Yeah, you can.
right? But if you're an NFL player, you can't do anything. You can't bet anything. Not, I mean, obviously not NFL, but you can't make wagers on, say, a baseball game while you're in the NFL facilities. Right. So, I mean, something's got to give here soon. I get not betting on, I mean, I guess some of them have fantasy football teams.
Which is different.
Yeah. Because obviously, no money allegedly ch turns hand or changes hands. Right. But it's just weird of how, like I said, right, you can be in the stadium. I could be watching live going, oh, I see. I don't like that defense. I'm going to put a quick bet on this guy, right? Bam, done. So,
Now, there's two things that we should point out with this story. Number one, this I think is maybe the most important thing. He had not comprom he didn't have any compromising of the gambling in any of the games. So
yes.
none of the games whatsoever were affected by this umpire. So that's number one. The other thing, and this is in the league's statement, he can apply for reinstatement for in spring training of 2026. So he's
Which I
not,
think he will.
yeah, because he's not banned for life.
Yes. I think it's a message. I think you have to ban him. I think you got to get you suspend him for a year, right? To tell everybody else, you need to take care of your right. If it's your account, you got to make sure you take care of your account, right? Just like insider trading stuff like that, right? You can't be letting anything happen, right? That's yours. That's it. Is he back next year? I could see it. He might have to start in the minors. Maybe, give him some discipline or something along that line. Obviously, he made a mistake. I could see him coming back. I mean, like, again, we're talking integrity of the game. But we'll see. Do you, I mean, I guess some people say, I mean, maybe makes a bad call. And then also, oh, it's because he's gambling on the game, right? So it's a tough situation.
It is, and I hope that, everything works out and he's back behind the plate within a year or 2 years. And,
Just, yeah, I think, just like Calvin Ridley when he was betting on football while he was not even playing at home, got banned a year, right? So I think he comes back. I think they'll look to reinstate him.
All right. Let's discuss the NFL honors, the year-end awards, which was announced on Thursday. We had a lot going on. Let's start with the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2025. The number of people going in this year surprised me.
Yes.
Only four people, three on the ballot, and then one from the senior committee gets in. So the three that were on the ballot, Jared Allen, Eric Allen, no relation, and Antonio Gates. No
No
problem there.
questions, right?
No
Yeah, no
problem there.
questions there. Yeah.
The senior committee is Sterling Sharpe, and I got to give a round of applause. They made the right call. Sterling Sharpe is probably one of the most underrated players in the history of the National Football League. Had he not had the neck injury, he probably would have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, I guarantee, like his brother's like, Sterling's better than me. He just
Watch the
happened to be
footage.
injured and I wasn't.
Watch
Yep.
the footage. I mean,
Which, and it was a nice scene to see, his brother showed up to the house.
Yeah, I see. I saw that video. That was really good.
Yeah, so I totally agree with that too, right? I was like, it's almost like I was kind of expecting it to happen. Well, the one player I was shocked that wasn't in. Well, there's a couple, right? Luke Kuechly, right? Steve Smith. But the one that shocked me the most was Eli Manning.
You thought he was going to go in?
I had a suspicion he would, just for the fact, won a couple of Super Bowls, beat the Patriots, both the
Twice.
Super Bowls,
Twice.
right? Yeah. And not as, I mean, one was as a wild card team, four-time Pro Bowler. Like, that's why I thought he was a first round, but I guess voters thought maybe different.
Yeah. I would like to see in the future, and probably this will never happen, but who knows? I would like to see the voting results, because we get that with the Baseball Hall of Fame all the time. I'd like to see that with the NFL, just to see, if this person came up short, or, because there are some people on this ballot, and I have the ballot up of who was considered. Torrey Holt was considered, Jahri Evans, Steve Smith, you mentioned Terrell Suggs. I thought Suggs would have gone in. I really
Yeah,
did.
that's there's another one, right? I mean, you look at this class. It's a pretty good class.
Fred Taylor, Adam Vinatieri, who for a while was considered the greatest kicker that ever lived. Reggie Wayne's another one. Darren Woodson, Marshall Yanda, and then you also have for coach, like coaches and owners, Mike Holmgren was considered. Ralph Hay, who did he own? Who was he the owner of? Oh, the Canton Bulldogs. Okay, that's probably why I never heard of them. And then you had for the senior ballot, Maxie Baughn and Jim Tyrer also, up for consideration. So there were a lot of people that, it's just interesting, just a small group this year. It's very interesting. It's going to make that Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Maybe those four will have more time to speak.
It's gonna be interesting. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to Sterling Sharpe's speech. Obviously, all four of them, right? But
Sterling's, I think, is going to be the most interesting one.
yes.
So to the awards, a lot of them, not really surprising, I thought. Ben Johnson, Assistant Coach of the Year, not really a surprise. Jared Verse, Defensive Rookie of the Year, not a surprise. Jaden Daniels, Offensive Rookie of the Year, not a surprise. Patrick Surtain the second, Defensive Player of the Year, not a surprise. Saquon Barkley, Offensive Player of the Year, not a surprise. Joe Burrow, Comeback Player of the Year, not a surprise. Kevin O'Connell, Coach of the Year. Yeah, I could live with that. I could live with that one. 'Cause we all had low expectations for the Vikings going into this season, and
Four win team, I think. 4 or 5 win team.
yeah, and they end up one game out of home field advantage. But the talk of the night, and it has been the talk for the last couple of days, the MVP of the league, Josh Allen of the Bills, wins this award. This was a pretty loaded roster because it was Allen, Lamar Jackson, Saquon Barkley, Burrow was in the mix. And Josh Allen ends up getting the MVP. And
You know,
I want your
that's,
reaction.
I'll tell you, I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. I think for the fact that Lamar Jackson, I mean, they had five losses, right? He started off slow. He kind of, he had a, actually, if you think about it, he had a good year, but it was a quiet year for him, right? You didn't see or hear a lot of Lamar Jackson winning games near the end, and it was just a weird year for him. I think Barkley took away votes from Jackson. I really do. I didn't think that, I mean, had Barkley broken the rushing record, he could have been the MVP,
I think he would have.
right? But I think what happened was him and Lamar split some votes, and that's where I think Josh Allen snuck in. I really do. Like you said, we don't know how many first place votes, how many second place votes, but listen, NFL radio, a lot of people were voting for Josh Allen.
I'm going to say this, and maybe I'm going to start a riot with what I'm about to say. Maybe I'm not. I'm not really sure how this is going to go, but
I already did that in Edmonton, so we're good.
yeah, thanks a lot. I think they made the right call. I think they made the right call because when you discuss the MVP, the key word is valuable. That is the key word, valuable. With Barkley, I would say, yeah, he was the most valuable player to the Eagles. They wouldn't be where they are without him. The argument that I'm going to make against Lamar Jackson, and I've got nothing against the guy, he's a great player, great quarterback. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. The problem there is he's not, I don't think he's the most valuable player on that team. I think Derrick Henry is the most valuable player on the Ravens squad. Yes, Lamar, is a great quarterback, but they added a weapon that they desperately needed, which is a running back. And I think if you were to discuss who the MVP of the Ravens were, I would make a strong argument that it's Derrick Henry and not Lamar Jackson. Because if you don't have Henry, I don't know if that Ravens team is as good as they are. Whereas with the Bills, they lose arguably their best offensive weapon, Stefon Diggs, as we've talked about many times. Allen basically carried the Bills on his back the entire season and came maybe within a first down away from going to the Super Bowl. And we're talking about Eagles Bills, not Eagles Chiefs. So the key word is valuable. And if you're going to say, okay, between Allen and Jackson, for this year anyway, Allen is the more valuable player than Lamar Jackson. And I think you're right also, JC. I think Barkley and Jackson took votes away from each other. But
Yep, I really do.
in the end, I think they made the right decision. I think Josh Allen deserved to win this award.
Oh, he had a phenomenal year. I mean, he did have a, he actually got help from the running back position. But you had a two-headed running back, just like you did in Baltimore, just like you have in Philadelphia. But I mean, you watched him play this year, he was phenomenal. He was on another level. He didn't make the stupid mistakes he usually makes. When he's in trouble trying to get rid of it, he would hold on to the ball or throw it away, right? So he's growing up. Still can't get over the Patrick Mahomes KC hump, but that's another story.
So, I mean, if you all want to continue to make the argument, I will listen, but I'm pretty strong on my Josh Allen is the MVP of the league. Like I said, if it was Barkley, I think I'd have been fine with that too. I really would have.
Yeah,
But
I think so too. And it's, I mean, let's just say they all had good they all had good seasons,
years. Oh
right?
God, yeah. Oh my God,
Right?
yeah. You can't deny that.
So it just says here, so I was looking something up, AP NFL most player MVP or NFL most valuable player voting. Josh Allen, 27 first place votes, 22 second place votes, 1 third place vote. Lamar Jackson, 23 first round votes. The first place, second place is 26. He had one fourth. He actually got one guy voted him in fourth place.
Wow.
That's impressive.
I don't think I'd have gone that low.
Barkley had none, so I guess it wasn't vote shared. If this is true, right? Barkley won second place vote, 25 third place votes. And then 19-4, 2-5. That's impressive.
So
But
basically, because I have this up as well, profootballreference.com. Allen and Lamar were the only two that got first place votes.
yes.
Everybody else was like second or later. So Saquon finished third, Joe Burrow fourth, Jared Goff fifth. And then the rest of them, for those that are curious, Patrick Mahomes sixth, Jaden Daniels seventh. Look at that, the rookie getting some votes there. Ja'Marr Chase eighth, Justin Herbert nine. Sam Darnold 10th and Baker Mayfield 11th.
The Jared Goff one kind of surprises me.
Yeah.
Right. I think Gibbs is more valuable to that team than Goff.
I agree there.
Right. I think you could put just about any kind of quarterback back there, and as long as you have Gibbs and Montgomery, it would be you're going to win some games. Right. Don't get me wrong, Goff had a good season, but it helps when you got a two-headed running attack like they do.
Yeah.
And one, you can catch the ball two different styles, and some good wide receivers, and one of the better tight ends in the league. I mean, he balled. I mean, he would throw, but I mean, it was that defense. You had to throw the ball, right? With that Detroit defense getting picked off every week with injuries, so.
So, but yeah, I mean, like I said, I think the right guy won. It really could have been anybody's to win, but in the end, I know people are going to be upset, but I think the right guy won. That's just me. All right, let's get to it. Super Bowl 59 is this Sunday. Let's talk about the more important thing, the performances of Super Bowl 59. We'll go through that. It is going to be, let me pull this up. Who's going to be performing here? Trombone Shorty and Lauren Daigle are going to be performing America the Beautiful. I know you're looking forward to that one. Letsy or Ledisi, I hope I pronounced that name right, will be performing Lift Every Voice and Sing. And performing the national anthem is John Batiste.
Yes.
So we have all those
Hey.
performers. And then Kendrick Lamar will be the halftime act. That's normally when I go get my shave and shower. So y'all can tell me how that is. And also, and I kind of this. Stat surprised me because my dad told me this the other day. So Donald Trump will be attending the Super Bowl this Sunday. That's not the surprising stat. The surprising stat is he will be the first sitting U.S. president to ever attend the Super Bowl.
Huh.
Think about that. Because you're going through. And I know I'm going to be a little bit of a president history here. Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronnie Reagan, both Bushes, Clinton, Obama and Biden, and Trump's going to be the first one. I never even thought about that. So
Biden wouldn't surprise me. Obama, yeah, he was in a football, but
I thought Obama would have maybe, if the Bears
yeah.
had gone, he would have been there. If the
The
Bears had
Bushes,
been
I
there,
could see that. Yeah.
yeah, the
Bears,
Bushes I
yeah.
would have seen.
Ronald Reagan, but you got to remember
I don't
back
know
then too,
about
the
Bill.
Super Bowl, but Super Bowl wasn't as, I mean, it was a big event, right? But it wasn't like a big event.
Right, not until like the 70s. So,
Yeah. And even that was kind of, it kind of, I'd say almost until you got to the mid-90s when the Super Bowl really started to flourish, right? It started growing in popularity. But I think in the 90s, it really took off.
I think any, I thought, now thinking back on this, any U.S. president within the last 30 years, I thought would have attended at least one Super Bowl. At least.
Yeah.
Especially the one after 9/11. Oh my God. I never thought about it till now. Like, dang, why didn't W go to that one? That was, I mean,
Yeah, that is impressive.
he threw out the first pitch of that World Series game in New York. Why didn't he go to, I don't know. But
Yeah,
yeah.
maybe the security, and who knows?
Maybe. You're right.
I mean, especially, right? I mean, security for the Super Bowl is going to be ramped up to the point where, that is strange, right?
All right. So let's talk about the game. Enough of us joking around. Let's talk about the game. At the time of this recording, the Chiefs are a point and a half favorite going into this game. So basically, this is a pick'em. This is a straight up pick'em. DK and I, we talked about this last night on the Downtown Dollar Bill Sports Gambling Podcast. This, you could make any pick. You probably are not going to be wrong. We did do some prop bets. You guys could check that out. What are your keys to the game, JC?
Well, I think one of the biggest keys to the game will be the explosive play of two players and how they're contained. Eagles with Barkley, obviously, right? And to me, Mahomes with the Chiefs. Because Mahomes can run at any time. He runs more often in the playoffs than the regular season, right? He makes those plays that seems like a lot of quarterbacks don't make or can't make or don't think about making. So if the Eagles can limit that, limit his running, limit his throws, limit the explosive plays to Kelce, right, to Worthy. I think Worthy's going to have to step up. The Eagles will win. If the Chiefs can stop Barkley, right, rely on Hurts maybe to start throwing the ball more. And I don't know if Hurts is sorry about the pun, but hurt because I mean
Right, the knee.
minus the Commanders game where he hasn't thrown the ball exceptionally well, especially against good defenses. So that's where I would say is that's my two top ones, right? It's those obviously those two turnovers, like always, right? And not giving away points when you're going for the field goal, right? Going for the extra points, I think that those are my three keys to the game anyways.
The key to me for this game, and I might come up with a couple others. The first one is, can the Chiefs stop Saquon Barkley? This man has been on a mission the moment the ink dried on the contract with the Eagles. He is going or is attempting to prove everyone wrong that, A, running backs are still valuable. And we've seen that this year. Packers cannot stop him. Rams cannot stop him. Commanders cannot stop him. Can the Chiefs stop Saquon Barkley? That's how I'm looking at it from the Philly side on the offense. With Kansas City, can they outsmart Vic Fangio? I think with the Chiefs, it is more of, can we outsmart the coach then can we outplay the players? Because Fangio has done an amazing job with the Philadelphia defense. Because they lost some good players in the offseason. They get Vic Fangio, and he's made this defense a top 10 defense. So my thinking is, can Kansas City outsmart Vic Fangio? Honestly, the defensive coordinators could be the difference in the Super Bowl. It may not be the players. It may be the defensive coordinators.
Yep.
Honestly, it really good.
I'll say this, right? Like you say, right? It's the defenses have, both of the defenses have to come out to play, right? Live with the mistakes. To me, too, I think the secondary, I mean, you look at Philly's secondary. I mean, Versi was that defensive player rookie of the year. Just had a phenomenal season, right? I think. How does Mahomes deal with it? Where I think the Chiefs secondary is a little beat up, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, Chris Jones is playing on an all level. They're up in the interior, so
Yeah,
it's going to
Jones is going
be.
to be an issue for the Giants front.
Oh, he is, right? So it's going to be fun to watch, I think. And I mean, these defenses are going to be, they're going to be hyped up like always, right? Going up there. But yeah, I like the Mahomes, Barkley segue of it all. Right. And then you're going to have to look at what does Hurts do? I think Hurts is like a secondary story to the whole thing. You got to watch out for his legs. Do you think he's going to throw the ball around a lot? Who knows, right? What do the wide receivers do for Kansas City? Right. Hollywood Brown's back. Worthy, you know, the running game, it's not really there for per se for the Chiefs. So you know, I mean, they've had some issues, but Pacheco's back, right? Kareem Hunt. We'll see what happens there.
How much
But
is
yeah.
Travis Kelce going to be able to play? Like how much of a factor is he going to be?
Well, I think he's going to be on the field all. I think he'll pretty much be on there for just about every snap, right? So they're going to have to guard him. But I mean, he seems this year, more than any, seems to also be open. Right, all of a sudden there he is, and it's like bang, there he goes. So, those are my keys, and I like yours with the defense, right? How do you outsmart him, right? Barkley, I think we both agree is the key to victory is Barkley
Yes, absolutely.
on both sides, right?
Absolutely.
You just need to stop Barkley, and you need to have Barkley run. Barkley doesn't run, you rely on Hurts, and like I said, I don't know what Hurts is going to do.
But they do have, if you're able to stop Hurts, I'm just pointing this out. With Philadelphia, they do have a couple of other weapons. They got AJ Brown at wide receiver, they got Dallas Goedert at the tight end. They're a little, on the low low. So
Smith is there. So they do it. I mean, they have other weapons, right? But I mean, you got to get the ball to them, right? They can do, you got to break. I think AJ Brown becomes a factor in the fact that if Barkley starts to run, right, you start putting more people in the box. Brown's going to be there to make those catches. And I mean, I think going for the fourth, it's funny, right? You looked at the Commanders. Right in the Detroit Lions, it was like we're going for it on every fourth down, right? You look at the Bills, they went on some fourth downs, cost them. The Chiefs aren't, they're a lot more conservative. We'll take some points here and there. That's how they kind of put, that's how they win a lot of games, right? They take those, the win, they take the kicking points, right? Kicking points add up, right? Going for two all the time. You know, everyone says, oh, yeah, you should go for two all the time. Well, guess what? You keep getting the ones. All of a sudden, you're up. So, and then we'll see what the kicking game is for Philly versus Kansas City. I mean, that may play an important role in it as well, right? Missing kicks, you know, you run 8 minutes off the clock, and you miss a 45, 50-yard field goal.
And either one of them are as automatic as they were 2 years ago.
Nope, but to me, Butker's a little bit better. I mean, it's going to be that those are definitely my keys, like you say. But I, like you said, right? The main one's Barkley, 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 Barkley. And I believe he was on a mission the day he got let go from the Giants,
Yeah, pretty much.
right? That he wanted to play. So good for him, right? I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
I want to say this, just so everybody knows where I stand on Saquon Barkley. I respect him. He is a terrific player. Oh my God. I think he's a great running back. I just hate that we have to play him twice a year.
Oh,
He owns us. I ain't gonna lie. He owns us.
well, I mean, and you got to build your defense around Barkley for next year if you want to make it far into the playoffs.
Well, if we get Myles Garrett, there is that room, but we'll see. You
You never know.
never know. All right. Now that we've given our, what we think is going to be the keys to the game, the whole.
I was going to say, before we go, the one thing that's been talked about the most, and it's always been talked about this week as well, what factor do you think the refs have in this game?
Okay, I am glad you brought that up. Because the referees group, Referees Association, released a statement this week saying, how they feel basically disrespected that, a lot of people have put blame on, how, what's going on with the Chiefs and how they've been affected. Part of me gets why they're angry, but there's a lot of evidence that kind of shows, yeah, the fans kind of got a point,
Yeah.
They
Well,
do.
and the thing is, yeah, and the thing too is, right, if you watch the calls, and I mean, when you got Troy Aikman coming on saying, "My God, that's not a penalty,"
Troy Aikman.
right? So I do know that. I mean, NHL has gone to a way where they review, they'll call a major, then they'll review it and say, "Nope, that's a minor now." And I'm hearing reports of 15-yard unnecessary roughness penalties that they're going to start, that there's going to be a quick review because they do have the expedited review in the NFL, which has saved us a lot of time. I think you're going to see that because they can see the hit right away and be like, no, that's not roughing the passer, right? So I think there's changes coming because of it,
Yeah.
right? Which there should be. I mean, we've been on both sides of it, my team and your team, where you've seen a quarterback get hit, and you're like, how's that roughing the passer? That extends the drive, that gives them a new set downs that now they go, and for some reason, they go and they score, right? They've
Well,
been stopped, defense is good to go, and all of a sudden, here comes the flag.
I have in front of me the list of who will be on the field Sunday night. Because this could, this could be something. So the referee that has been assigned to this game, Ron Torbert.
Okay.
He's a pretty good referee.
Yes.
And he has officiated a Super Bowl. He officiated Super Bowl 56. So he does have experience. The rest of the crew, the umpire Mike Morton, the down judge Max Causey, the side judge Boris Cheek, that's a funny name. Line judge Mark Stewart, field judge Merle Robinson, the back judge Jonah Monroe, and the replay official is Kevin Brown. Torbert has not officiated a Chiefs game since the 2023 a or since the AFC Championship game in 2023.
Do you think with all the scrutiny with the refs that Mahomes takes an extra shot and no flag comes on one of the plays early in the game?
It's possible.
Right? You know, just kind of say, hey, we're not pro Chiefs, like the whole internet world has said that it's all rigged and all this, which is garbage, because if it was rigged, Vegas would be bankrupt. Right? There's no as ifs or anything about it, right?
I don't
But I
think,
do. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I don't think it's rigged, but I think there is some favoritism from the referees towards the Chiefs.
Well, and I think there is. And I think there's some favoritism in all sports, right? Look at the superstars of the NBA flopping around like fish out of water. Game penalties, right? So, things like that. So I think it's, so yeah, it's I think it's going to be interesting to see.
So, before we make our pick,
Yep.
I posted in our group one question. Who do
Yes.
you think will win the Super Bowl? And just like the point spread, it's even, 50-50.
Okay. How many votes apiece?
It's tied. I don't have how many voted.
Okay.
I can tell you it is 50-50.
50-50 were for fans voting for the
Chiefs.
Eagles and the Chiefs. Interesting.
Did you vote in the poll? I'm curious.
I have not voted because, we were going to make our pick here, but you know
I
what?
have not voted either. So I am interested to see
So,
where this is going.
all righty. So we're ready to make our Super Bowl picks.
Let's make our Super Bowl picks and who will be the MVP of the game.
All righty. I think for the first time ever in the history of football, we're going to see a three-peat for the Super Bowl anyways, right? The new era. I like the Chiefs defense. I know their secondaries may struggle a bit, but I'm not too over concerned with Hurts and him throwing the ball. I'm more worried about how they're going to utilize him with the run game, how Chiefs need to stop that. Brown will be a big factor, as we discussed. But I'll tell you what, it's tough to go against the two-time defending champs. It's tough to go against Mahomes. Tough to go against Kelce, Andy Reid, right? It's just, and they find ways to win. Right, a doink here, right? A toss there. Kelce has a big game. I think Worthy's going to have a big game, right? Hollywood Brown. I think Pacheco is going to run. If he can start to run, I think you're going to, the Eagles didn't have to worry about him. Gets Mahomes wide open a little bit more. But at the end of the day, I'm going with the Chiefs to win. I think it's a close game. I'm going 28, 24, right? Minus a couple field goals here there. MVP. I'm going to go a little bit off the board on this one, MVP. But I think Xavier Worthy gets the MVP. I think
Okay.
he has a huge performance.
All right. I'm gonna say this. Had this show been recorded on a Wednesday, I'd have said the Eagles were gonna win the Super Bowl. However, and this is something we did not discuss, there was news during the week, and it's kind of been lowered since. That there are some Eagles players that are under the weather. They've gotten under the weather since they got to New Orleans.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
That scares me because, an illness can alter a game. It can.
And it has.
It has. Now, I want to point out, because we've all talked about how the Chiefs have a chance to make history. The Eagles have a chance to make history as well. No one's talked about this. If the Eagles win this game, and I mentioned this last night on the Downtown Dollar Bill Sports Gambling Podcast, the NFC East will become the first division in all of football where all four teams have won multiple Super Bowls. They're already the only division in football where all the teams in that division have won a Super Bowl. They're the only ones. So there is history riding on that as well. I just wanted to point that out. But at the end of the day, if this illness is as bad as it could be, I think that's going to play a significant factor in the outcome. I think the Chiefs are going to do it. I think they're going to three-peat. I would like to be wrong on this, but I think the Chiefs are going to three-peat here. They will win the Super Bowl. Final score. Golly, final score of that game. I'm going to say 31-28. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a twist here. I think the MVP of this game is going to be Saquon Barkley. We will have the second player ever in Super Bowl history to be named MVP on a losing team.
And he could. I mean, he could run for three touchdowns
Good.
and still lose the game.
Yeah.
I
Very
do
well
you think
could.
America's, you got the Chiefs in for the third time, you got the Eagles, we've heard about Eagle fans, right? Versus the Chiefs. You think that this is going to be a big draw for people to watch? Like, people say, no, I'm tired of the Chiefs being in there all the time, or the, Eagle fans don't deserve this, blah, blah, blah. I've heard a few people say, oh, I'm not going to watch, which I call it kind of called BS, because I think you're, a lot of people are going to watch, right? But what's the feeling down there?
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
But we'll find out what happens tomorrow.
Four 30 my time, 6:30 your time.
Yep.
After all the singing, national anthems are, kickoff will probably be like 4:47 my time. It'll be fun to watch. Last year was, was fun to watch. KC being on San Fran. That never gets old for me. I think we're gonna be, I think it's gonna be an entertaining game.
Yeah, it really
What we
will.
want, it's what we like to see. I think we're gonna see some good plays, obviously some controversial. I mean, hey man, it's sports, right? There's always controversy in sports, whether it's refs or misplay or something along that line, right? That we need to talk about, and we may talk about it on the next show. Something that might have changed the game,
We very well
a call
could.
here, right? Or a missed call there, right? I mean, you could call holding on every play. Right? I think a fumble, right? A guy drops the ball or something where a scoop and score. So, get ready, get your food ready to go for tomorrow.
Oh,
I
you
know
know
me
I
and the
am.
wife. Oh, me and the wife were having pot roast with gravy, potatoes, bacon with on Brussels sprouts.
We are having wings from Walmart. I know coleslaw has been made. I don't do coleslaw, but some will. We're gonna get some mozzarella sticks heat up. We're gonna have some
Perfect.
for tomorrow, so we'll be good to go.
Right on. Enjoy
Yeah.
those commercials.
Absolutely.
I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. It's going to be, at the end, and then we'll have to do our review show of where the yodeling no pickle says his stuff.
The funniest episode of the year.
Yes. So we're excited. Hope you guys get your bets in, right? If you got a couple bets, show them up. I know that you guys just released your podcast there. I'll have to listen to some of these prop bets. We have a few that we got to make tonight. Me and DK and a couple of the other guys there. And
Right.
yeah, we're gonna have some fun. She's gonna start early tomorrow. I think golf has a final round. There might be an NHL hockey game tomorrow.
Yeah, the Caps play tomorrow at 12:30. Hopefully that game I can actually watch and
Yeah. Well,
be on the
last
NHL.
year it was the Capitals and the Canucks playing on Super Bowl Sunday.
This year it is the Utah Hockey Club against the
Ooh.
Caps.
I wonder if the Capitals must play every Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, dude, that's been like a tradition since I was a kid. I love
Yeah.
it. Oh, good. It's not on the NHL Network, so I could actually watch the game tomorrow. Good.
Oh, perfect. Good. No, I like it. So, and then after that, football's done. Then we could start, like I said, looking into the hockey. I think the hockey sweepstakes for the playoffs.
Yep.
Right? It's a run for the cup. Baseball. We got lots coming up. And yeah. She's gonna be a good year. But let's kick it off with a super event in New Orleans. Everyone down there, stay safe, have fun, eat lots, drink lots, be merry, and have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, the JC and Bill Sportscast. If you know any other sport podcast named that, please let us know. We will go over there and we'll
Yeah.
be. No, we won't.
That's
Enjoy
right. I'll
the
go down there personally and get in
game.
the old fish shape,
Enjoy the game. Enjoy the game. We will talk to you all next time.
Have a good night.